it's not fully up. The little one looks like the play button.
Okay.
On this full screen, you can hit the blackout button. You can turn it off.
I just hit this arrow right here.
But when it's up, this page, you go this way. You go back, you go that way. You need to point at something. Push the end button.
Okay. I just, this was from last month, but I wasn't.
Just so we don't have to try to drag it to somewhere.
She went on vacation and she said, okay, I'll be there on the 15th.
Let me ask Mark.
I don't know if we want to try to give them a few extra minutes and push them to the end.
Oh, they had those questions regarding the extension of time for Mary's extension. I think I'm going to end up doing some translation.
Okay.
we stand at this part of the church?
Hold on. Let me go back.
You go ahead.
You're like, let me change the hat here. Translation. Okay, so I'm going to go after Mary.
Yes.
Okay. Mary, what is your is item number 7? Oh no, I think it's complaining. It's like, we're sharing it today. Did you want it? It hasn't been opened yet.
No, you're going to need it.
You're going to need to take like 3 or 4 drinks of that.
It's going to be
fun. Yeah.
You got a lot of backup.
I know. Oh, here's the book. How do I make it good? Oh, this is the first one. This is the other one.
Chair Heasley?
Present.
Vice Chair Durr?
Here.
Commissioner Machen?
Here.
Commissioner Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Ebley?
Here.
Commissioner Gallagher?
Here.
Commissioner Earp?
Here.
Commissioner Jones?
Present.
Commissioner Quill? Commissioner Quill is excused. We have quorum.
Thank you. Anybody wishing to speak tonight needs to have be sworn in, so Ms. Perez, or somebody would staff administer the oath to anybody wishing to speak.
Anybody wishing to speak, if you'd please stand. Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you are about to give before this body will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If so, please say I do. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you. First on our agenda is a consent agenda. Consent items are considered routine in nature and may be enacted in one motion. All public and non-public hearings will be opened at one time. Any item may be discussed separately upon a request of a member of the Planning Commission or a member of the public. What does staff recommend for the consent agenda tonight?
Yes, thank you, Chair and Commissioners. There are currently 2 items on the consent calendar. Item number 1, which is the minutes of February 15th, 2017, and item 2 is an extension of time for a 1-year extension for a subdivision, tentative tract number 17170, which is subdivision of a 16-acre parcel into 30 parcels for the construction of 27 single-family homes. Staff is recommending approval of both of those items. And then we'd also recommend that item 6 on the agenda, which is a development permit 14-19 and subdivision 14-10, which is on the agenda for continuance to allow us to re-advertise, that item 6 also be moved to consent. So that would make a total of 3 items.
Thank you. Any questions for the director? Anybody wishing to pull any items from the consent agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve. I have a motion. Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approved.
Chair, if I may, I have one other suggested change to the order of the public hearings. I would request that item 7, which is General Plan Amendment 16-08 and Development Code Amendment 16-10, if that could be moved to the first public hearing item. We have a contract planner, and I think it probably makes sense. This is a fairly straightforward item, that be the first public hearing item.
I agree. I need a motion to reorder as described to that director. Commissioner Agnew? So moved. Commissioner Earp, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Go ahead and start with that agenda item then.
Okay, good evening. Mary Blaze, contract planner. This is GPA 1608 and DCA 1610. And these are requests to amend the general plan designation from multifamily residential to commercial, and to amend the zoning district classification from residential medium to general commercial 1. This is a property that is about 1.85 acres. It's already developed with a commercial bank building. It's located at 2500 North Del Rosa Street on the north side of Pomelo, just west side of Del Rosa. This slide is an aerial showing the location of the site. You can see it in relation to the other existing surrounding development. The purpose of the amendment is to bring the site into consistency with the city's general plan and zoning map. As I said, it's already developed, and it's developed in a consistent manner with the commercial general plan designation, and it is already appropriately integrated into the neighborhood pattern. It contains a commercial bank building that is an allowed use in the CG1 zoning district, and it currently meets all the CG1 development standards. This is an as-built condition site plan. It shows the location of the improvements. You can see the bank facility is down in the southeast corner of the site, and you can see all the other improvements, parking and landscaping and so on. The existing surrounding general plan designations are commercial to the east and south, and multifamily to the north and west, and a small single family designation to the west as well. Zoning map designation is pretty similar, commercial to the south and east, and then residential medium to the north and west. This is a photo of an existing condition looking north towards the apartment complex from the parking lot of the bank facility, looking south across Pomelo Street to the existing retail facility that's south. This is looking east across Del Rosa to the existing retail and commercial development. And this is looking west. Boy, that's really dark. Sorry about that. There's a single-family home to the west there. It's separated by a wall. So we are recommending that the Planning Commission forward a recommendation to the Mayor and City Council to adopt the categorical exemption and approve the General Plan Amendment and Development Code Amendment based on the findings of fact. I'm available for questions, and the applicant's also in the audience.
Any commissioners have any questions? Commissioner Earp?
I'm just curious. That bank's been there a long time. Why are we doing it now?
That's a very good question. I think it's safe to say it was an oversight. It should have been done quite a while ago.
Does it change anything?
It was part of an annexation, so it was prior in the county pocket, and so the city had done an annexation with that whole general area there, and the zoning just never was changed at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for staff? I have a speaker slip from Pat Miller, apparently representing Arrowhead Credit Union. Come forward and speak into the mic. Welcome, Mr. Miller.
Good evening.
I have a question.
Okay.
The Arrowhead Credit Union closed that location, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and but they still own it and they're going to do something else with it, or?
Yeah, at this point we want to, we close it because of safety reasons. We're having a lot of safety problems in the area, and so the president and board of directors decided to close that and have our members go to the Sierra Way office instead. And we're just going to try to sell that property.
Okay, so from my understanding, then, this is a correction of once we, Mr. Mejia, we had incorporated that portion and we never got around to changing the zoning. Okay.
Yes.
Any questions for Mr. Miller? In that case, I'll entertain a motion to.
I can make a motion that the Planning Commission adopt resolution number 2017-005, forwarding a recommendation to the Mayor and City Council to adopt a categorical exemption and approve General Plan Amendment 16-08, based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried unanimous. Thank you very much, Mr. Miller. Agenda item number 3.
Okay. General item number 3 is administrative development permit 15-062 and letter of public convenience or necessity 16-03. The project is to allow an alcohol beverage control ABC Type 21 license off sale general for a package store for an existing market containing approximately 16,040 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 0.42 acres. The project site is located at 1375 South E Street within the commercial general CG1 zone. This is a location map of the property. This is an aerial map of the property. Currently, the analysis on the project site is the census tract is 124. Based on the census tracts, the ABC off license currently authorized there are two. The ABC off-sale licenses that are currently active are 12, and the ABC license that are surrendered are 2. Based on that information, this site is over-concentrated, and due to that, then they're requiring a letter of public convenience or necessity. The police department has did an investigation and reviewed the information that was provided. And based on the crime statistics within 1/2 radius of the project site, the business operations, they recommended approval subject to the listed conditions of approval.
Thank you. Any questions for staff? Does the applicant wish to make any statements? Oh, wait a minute. Commissioner Lopez.
The two that are surrendered, wasn't 1375 a location where one of those licenses was surrendered, or which are the two that were surrendered?
One of them was Big Lots, that was surrendered, and then the second one was, the second one was the number one food store. That one also was surrendered, and that's located at 841 Inland Center Drive.
What is the name of this market?
This one, it didn't provide the name. I believe that's... Oh, La Surtidora. I'm sorry. The existing market is called La Surtidora.
It's called what? I'm sorry.
La Surtidora, which loosely translates to a supply stock, like a stock store. So it's similar to that of a Smart and Final. A lot of the products that they have there are Latin American products. About 80% of their products are consistent with that. So it's similar to what you would find in a Smart and Final, except their main base is Latin American products.
And what are the cross streets? I didn't quite see in the map.
It's Century.
Century.
And Southeast Street.
What are some of the businesses around there?
Let me get to that slide. So this is to the northeast on South D. That's a cabinet store. That's right next to La Surtidora. On the other side, on the southeast side, that one's, it's a vacant building currently at the moment. Directly to the west, in front of La Surtidora, that's a vacant lot at the moment. And then there was other commercial centers a little bit more to the west side of that vacant lot. There was a commercial center strip there as well.
Has that market been there at that location long? Or is
They've
it a building
there,
that's been redeveloped for the market?
The building itself, I believe, has been there at that location for a long time. The store itself, they did a tenant improvement about 3 years ago, and they improved the store in order to be able to occupy it for that business.
So they've been operating the market there for 3 years at least?
About 3 years, yes.
Doing well?
I believe so, but I have the applicant here. She can probably speak to how well they're doing in terms of that aspect.
Now, my understanding with this public convenience and necessity, ABC is saying the area is saturated. You've already said that there were already 12 off sale, two that have been authorized, quite a bit. So they're going to defer to the city to determine whether it is necessary. Is that
That's
understanding?
Correct.
So
yes,
if we grant that permit, then ABC will be okay with granting an ABC license?
They would be able to move forward with their process.
Okay.
With the application.
Is 12 enough to serve the public convenience? It seems like quite a bit. Although the market seems in a location, where are the other 12 outlets? How close are they located?
Let me pull up that location map for you.
While she's doing that, Commissioner Lopez, this is one of those unusually large census tracts that does include Hospitality Lane, which, as we all know, is the restaurant.
Before you get over that.
Right. Yeah. So, again, the boundaries for the census tracts are what determines overconcentration. So, but I think it's important for the commissioners to look at the boundaries of that tract and not just the number. And we are recommending approval of this because we do believe, given the size of the census tract and the distribution, where this is relative to the balance of those, that's why we're recommending approval.
Well, the thing's in their favor because, you know, normally I'm not for as many alcohol. This is the location and the surrounding area is a commercial. The other thing, it is a large market. It's not like a mid-size grocery or a retail outlet and so forth. We do have a lot of problems with that. So that's why I was asking. But I do want it also understood, even though we have to consider those things, because we have approved some of these retail outlets in areas not like this one. But generally, ABC sets the regulations for licensing, but there is a reason why they consider saturation and high alcohol retail outlet density, because there's a correlation to crime and other things. So it always has to be considered and looked into. And so I do understand, and I want for everyone to understand that even though they've already set some standards and saying that it is over-concentrated, they're deferring to the city. And we have to keep that in mind because once once they're in, they're in.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. And the other comment I have, if I may,
yes.
I know that the police had conditions, but my understanding, and Stephen, you helped me here, a lot of those conditions, doesn't matter whether it's for the market or any other retail, because they're the same conditions that some of them are outlined in the deemed approved ordinance, and so cameras, close at a certain time, don't serve to intoxicate. Those are things whether it's an outlet in the third ward, first ward, second ward, any ward. My concern is always the enforcement, and I think we know that a lot of our things in the books are not enforced because we have a situation going on. So that's another thing that I think we need to consider.
No, I definitely understand that. One of the things that the market currently does have is they do have security cameras. They have 32 security cameras currently existing within the store and in the exterior of the store combined. And they also do provide security between their peak hours, which are typically from 11:30 a.m. to closing time. So they do. They want to maintain that safe environment for the residents, the customers that come in, and so that's one thing they've already actively put on their in their business.
Commissioner,
Yes, you said it was like a Smart and Final. Is this a bulk sale type of outlet, or is it for like a grocery store that you can go in and get anything you need?
Let me show you some pictures of the interior of the business. So this is their floor plan. They have the entrance. As you enter, you have your grocery section a little bit to the left side, their cooler, and then they have the racks across. So this is going into the entrance. As you can see, they do sell items in bulk in terms of sodas, paper plates. They do sell piñatas. They have a grocery section, produce area, so they do sell grocery items, tomatoes, mangoes, oranges. And then this is their cooler and freezer area where they keep a lot of the meat products, the milk products, the dairy products. This is some of the images for their dry storage. So they do sell items in bulk, plates, paper plates, candy in packages.
Commissioner Geller.
You said what time they open for operation. What time do they close?
They close, their hours change on Sundays. So let me pull that information out for you. So Monday through, let's see right here. So they're operating Monday through Saturday. It's from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Sunday, it's from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I have a speaker slip from Nomi Tovar. You have not been sworn in. You have to be sworn in to give testimony at this body.
Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you are about to give before this body will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Did you, Commissioner Lopez has some questions for you? Or?
Hello, Mrs. Hi. You have been the owner of the business there for 3 years?
Yes.
And how is business?
It's great. It's good. Only, we try to get everything that the customer asks. Little by little, this store is growing because we started with some product, but the people always request more. You have this one for my party, but I need something for the cake. So we try to get everything, because that one is the good thing for us and for the business, because the people always want to do a one stop, because sometimes they don't want it to go or to drive to one store to get something or some items, another store, another items. So they try to get everything. And the good thing, we have a great prices for warehouse, because you said, we sell by whole packets. So it's always a better price, and the people say, okay, I like your store. I want to come here to buy it, but you don't have this one, or you don't have another thing. So that is why we try it, to have our client happy.
So you have clients, customers requesting sale of alcohol,
yes,
in bulk quantity for fiestas and celebrations?
Yes, for the fiestas.
Because that's what you're saying.
Yeah, because we sell, like you saw, the freezer, the meat, the plates, piñatas, candies, and more the stuff is we have almost everything for the parties. And the people say, oh, but you don't have the beer. So they need to go to another place. That is why we try it.
And you do understand the conditions that the police department has put forward about keeping security camera lighting closing at certain times?
Yeah.
Getting your cashiers or whoever is going to be handling and making the sales of the alcohol trained and responsible for every service. Okay.
Yes. That is why we are going to sell only by a box and on time, no cold. That is why.
No individual sales.
Yes. No individual.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Commissioner,
I just have a comment for you. That end of E Street was pretty desolate 3 years ago. There were many vacant buildings, and I just want to say thank you for opening your business in that area. It looks very nice from the exterior, and I wish you success. I hope that you can continue to grow, and there's plenty more vacancies, so if you need more space, feel free.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Tovar? You are the applicant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, I'll entertain a motion. Commissioner Agby?
I'll entertain a motion that the Planning Commission adopt Resolution Number 2017-018, adopting the categorical exemption and approving Administration Development Permit 15-062. And letter of public convenience and necessity 16-03, based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. I heard voice. I don't. Commissioner Jones. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried unanimously. Welcome.
Thank you.
Success. Before we go forward, I have a speaker slip from a Mr. Matt Canada. On item 4?
Yeah, his item was on the consent calendar.
Right, it's already been approved, so.
Right, so that was just given because he was the property owner. He doesn't need to speak on the item.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine by me. Next item would be item number 5.
Thank you, Chair. Item number 5.
And number 4 did not get moved to consent.
It did, not
move.
We moved number 6 only.
Oh, my mistake. Okay.
Well, I sent the applicant home because I thought it was on the consent calendar.
He's not here?
No.
Okay. Well, why don't we move to number 5 then?
Should we address number 4 in any fashion, continue it, or...
I think it's difficult to do without the applicant here.
You should.
What we should probably do is to open the hearing so that we don't have to renotice it. Open the hearing for item number 4 and then just immediately continue it. That way, anybody who is here who isn't the applicant can at least make comments if they can't attend a month from now.
Okay, because my notes I wrote down.
I understand, Chair.
Okay, I'm confused.
Right. I had initially suggested that, but then Commissioner Gallagher said that she had some questions that she wanted to ask.
Okay, then we'll. Hearing is on item 4. Open it.
Chair, the recommendation that I have is to open it and not do the presentation, just immediately continue 4 to the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Planning Commission, and we can do the presentation and receive all the testimony at that time.
Sounds like a good idea to me. We'll open four and suggestion. I'll entertain a motion to move to continue it to our next regularly scheduled meeting. We have a motion by Commissioner Galler.
Maybe we just continue this to the last item on the agenda to see if we can get the applicant back. So we can move to item five and hold item four to the end of the agenda.
Do we need to vote
if that's okay?
Whether we have a motion already made to continue it to later and reorder the agenda again?
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Now, do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Done deal.
Thank you.
What do we do with six? We never moved it to consent. Okay, item number five.
All right. Thank you, Chair. Item number five tonight is Development Code Amendment 17-02 and Conditional Use Permit 17-06. This is a request to amend the Commercial Zones chapter of the Development Code and the specific section regarding pawn shops in the prohibited table to allow the relocation of an existing pawn shop subject to approval of a conditional use permit, and then subsequently a request to allow the relocation, reestablishment, and operation of an existing pawn shop that's currently located within the Carousel Mall at a new commercial location. The site for the proposed relocation is 415 West 5th Street, Suite E. It's in the commercial regional CR2 zone. This is the southwest corner of 5th and D. Currently, the section of the code within the prohibited section specifically does notice pawn shops as a prohibited use. It has a single provision for the relocation of pawn shops, which is referenced as number one on the screen, which only allows the relocation if it's coming from a building that's been designated as a URM structure, and it has to relocate within 50 feet of the existing structure. What we're proposing with this code amendment is to add a second provision that would also allow the relocation with no locational restriction outside of commercial zones, subject to approval of a conditional use permit. The existing provision doesn't require any additional permit. And the site that we're proposing to relocate the business to, as I said, it's 415 West 5th, southwest corner of 5th and D. You can see on the aerial, this is up just catty corner to the old post office, just kind of at the north end of downtown here. This is a photo of the existing center. As you can see, fully developed center, you know, well-maintained, meets all of the requirements that we would ask for a commercial center. The suite specifically that they're proposing to move into is the far right of this image, which would be the western end of the existing building. And here's another image from D Street showing the end of the building. And our recommendation tonight is to adopt Resolution 2017-020, forwarding a recommendation to the Mayor and City Council, excuse me, still getting used to that, to adopt the categorical exemption for the item and approve Development Code Amendment 1702 and Conditional Use Permit 1706 based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Martin? Commissioner Hegman?
Travis, do you know what the hours of operation for that business are going to be?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but I do have the operator of the business here that could provide that information.
Okay, that's just what I wanted to find out.
And the,
if you'd like, could step up to the other podium there.
Mr. Skiles, please state your name and address for the tape record.
Wayne Skiles, currently in the Carousel Mall, 244 Carousel Mall.
I just wanted to know, is this a 24-hour operation, or do you have hours of operation?
No, I've been doing this too many years to Actually, I work 6 days a week still, but my hours are 10 to 2:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 12:30 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the reason I ask is we have a couple 24 hours a day, and they attract some really bad people hours a night. But thank you.
One-man dog and pony show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And my understanding is this relocation, Mr. Martin, is due to the changes in the status of the carousel.
Yes, this is part of the ongoing project. All of the tenants are slowly, as leases come up and other things occur, slowly being moved out of the mall.
My personal observation, I think it's justifiable that we take care of our current tenants rather than chase them out of the city. Mm-hmm. And I have no further on that. Anybody else has anything for? I have Mr. Skiles up here as the applicant, and if you have any questions for him beyond what Mr. Commissioner Agnew. None?
I might add, this is your traditional pawn shop. I only do coins and jewelry. I don't do electronics, guns, all this. I just do what I know. I know jewelry and I know coins. And that's what I've been doing for 20 years in the Carousel Mall. I wish I could have stayed there.
Thank you. At this point, thank you, Mr. Scuzz. I'll entertain a motion. Nobody. Commissioner Machen. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Commissioner Durr. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Skiles. Glad you're staying in the city. Ms. Powers, is four available now?
Go ahead and start the presentation. He is on his way back.
All righty. Thank you very much.
So item number four is conditional use permit 17-02. Request to establish a drive-through express car wash within a building containing approximately 5,225 square feet with a pay kiosk containing approximately 1,040 square feet on a site composed of five existing parcels containing approximately 1.34 acres. The project site is located at the southwest corner of Baseline and East Street at 505 West Baseline Street within the Commercial General CG1 zone and the Transit Overlay District zone. So you can see the zoning and the kind of slightly transparent transit district overlay zone over that corner. Currently, the property is occupied by an existing smog repair shop where's my red dot? There we go. So right about there is a smog shop and some repair facilities. The building right here on basically the west side of the property is a bargain thrift shop store. The building on the south end is vacant currently. It was, I believe, like a picture frame store or something like that at one point. Moving on. So the project would construct the express drive-through. We'd get some needed on and off-site improvements. The existing structures on the property would be demolished, and the area would be revitalized. Currently, the alley behind the southernmost building is pretty bad. It's in pretty bad shape. It just collects a lot of trash and transients and I'm sure a lot of other activities that are not favorable. So the site itself will have a few employee parking spaces here with an accessible parking space. The rest of these are all the vacuum stations. So the idea is with the express car washes that you drive up, you've got the pay kiosk here. You pay, you drive through, you stay in your vehicle the whole time and just drive through. And then if you want to vacuum your car out, you pull into one of the vacuum stations and then you leave the site. So it's a fairly low impact project. This is basically the floor plan. You can see that it's just, you know, all of the mechanized washing equipment. Matt's car wash has, you know, the elevations that he's proposing were put in mind with the fact that, you know, he does have some fairly large open walls. He wanted them to be designed to be attractive, but also easy to paint over in case there's any graffiti or vandalism in the area. So he did use materials with that in mind and still came out with a very attractive look to the building itself. He's going to be installing a lot of landscaping, which is currently lacking. I mean, the area is basically a concrete jungle at the moment. There's really very little landscaping in the area, so it'll be nice to kind of liven up that corner, which is definitely needed there. So you can see this is basically looking south from baseline. This is the western side of the property. This is the bargain thrift store. This is looking west, the west side of the property. You've got the corner here, right at East Street and baseline. You can see there's the transit bus station or bus stop right there, and then the older building at the south end of the property. And again, here's the alleyway currently that's in disrepair and just not really well maintained. This is the eastern side of that alleyway. The recommendation is for the Planning Commission to adopt Resolution 2017-019, adopting the categorical exemption pursuant to 15332 for infill development projects and approving Conditional Use Permit 17-02 based on the findings of fact and subject to conditions of approval.
Thank you. Commissioner Lopez.
So this is on the corner directly across the street from adult education?
Yes.
Okay. The square footage, you said that they're going to knock down, because I know in that corner there's a repair shop, mechanical
yes.
car.
Yeah.
And the building next to that, which is a discount.
It's
going to
thrift store. It's currently a thrift
sites.
Store.
Okay,
yes.
To build it. So they're going to knock those and build something new.
Right. There is one building that's staying right on the corner of Acacia because the applicant wasn't able to pick up that property. So there is one, I think it's a tuxedo wedding shop right on the corner of Acacia. But the rest of that corner is going to be demolished
so
and redeveloped.
There's a mechanic and then, I think it's tuxedo quinceanera.
Yeah.
That's it. And then, so it's going to occupy the lot, the space where the mechanics, car repair.
That's correct.
And the tuxedo or
no, let me go back to the pictures. I'll show you. Okay, so the tuxedo barbershop is relatively right here, and you've got Acacia Street that runs down the side of that that building. The rest of this, basically starting from the wall of this tuxedo shop, all the way over to E Street and down to the alleyway, which is the property line between all the properties that he's picking up and then the little E Street market south of it. He's taking all of that property. But the majority of it is, as I said, the building itself is only going to occupy
you know, just a little bit over 5,000 square feet. The majority of it is just access for people to get through, landscaping, and your vacuum stalls.
Do we know how many people will be employed there?
I do believe we've got I want to say it's about a total of 12 in shifts, but let me get my...
Well, that's a good size number.
Yeah, for an operation like that, there basically you'll have staff that helps you kind of get through. I've actually been to one of his other car washes. So when you pull up, you have a couple of people that will give your car kind of a quick little scrub. And then you roll through, and then you've got another maybe two or three people that'll do a quick dry on your car. And then, of course, you have people that just kind of maintain the property, clean up here and there, maintain equipment.
Where are the entrance and exit? Because that corner on Baseline and E is busy.
Right.
It's right where the lights are, and it's also... There's a bus stop right there.
Right.
And then the street, once you pass Baseline, kind of narrows for the
right.
SBX, you know. So I'm just wondering where.
So here is right the corner of Baseline and E. There's no driveways along Baseline at all. And then you have one driveway at the south end, the far south end of the property, as far south as you could get from the corner. And then it also empties out onto this street here, which is Acacia. So E Street currently is right in, right out only. So if you're coming south on E Street, you can come in. If you're going north, you'll have to maybe go around to Acacia to come in that way.
Commissioner Keller.
Hi. I have visited the other place of business that you have on Ligonier in Tennessee. It's beautiful, nicely maintained. I even drove through and had my car washed shortly after they were open. So having something that looks nice and improves the area would be a benefit. The question that I had, which some of it had already started to be raised, is that the entrance to it off of E Street is immediately after where the SBX stops. And on that portion of E Street, there's not a designated lane for SBX. So it's going in the same lane that the other drivers are. I don't know how busy your one is on Ligonia now. At different times of the day, it seems very busy. But this is a really compact area right there. And so that was my concern. The other thing is, and like I say, it's beautiful, the other facility that he has. It was a nice complement to the area. That particular area, my understanding is part of the transit overlay, they were hoping in the future to be developing as a walkable community kind of thing and hope to get businesses in there, and I wasn't sure how that really fit into the long-term general plan. So...
Well, maybe I'll try to address that issue. And then if the applicant, I should note, if the applicant wants to speak, they probably need to be sworn in prior to speaking. But anyways, we look at this as a holding use. In other words, the economics right now don't warrant a more intense mixed-use project, which the transit overlay zone absolutely would like to see there, but what we're encountering as part of the Carousel Mall redevelopment project, and that is right in the center of downtown and certainly where you would expect to see mixed-use projects with retail on the first floor and residential above, even there the land economics are very, very difficult for developers to have mixed-use projects make financial sense. certainly as the community matures and as property values continue to increase, I see 10 years from now, 15 years from now, another use on this corner where it would be what the transit district envisions for people using SBX as a regular means of transportation. This use and public storage uses, a lot of property owners will buy these, and basically they're land banking. I certainly haven't talked to the applicant, so I'm not sure if that's his plan, but over time, as neighborhoods mature, these uses are bought out and redeveloped fairly regularly. So ideally, we would see a three-story mixed-use project there, but I think that's at least 10 years in the future.
And in the meantime, as we had discussed earlier, I believe that having a use like this that really will beautify this corner will act as a catalyst for surrounding businesses to either clean up or for other businesses to come in and buy those properties and revitalize what's going on around them. You know, I was just making this analogy with Mark earlier, but sometimes it takes the first person to go out there and mow their lawn for everyone else to start doing it. So
the other question I had, unless I missed it in the backup, and maybe it didn't meet the requirements to qualify to have one, but was there a traffic study done there in relationship?
There was, and it was approved. It has been approved by our traffic engineers. So as I said, basically, Acacia is a full access driveway on the west side of the property. On the east side of the property, on East Street, again, he's pulled the driveway down as far from baseline as possible, and it is right in, right out only.
But it is immediately after the stop for the SBX.
There's a, you know, the bus stop is actually right about here, so you've got a little bit of distance. And the bus stop doesn't run on certain days, and, you know, it's once every 15 to 30 minutes at the most.
My interest wasn't necessarily prioritizing for SBX or
sure.
Net as yeah. much as it is a potential problem with
right.
the traffic, the stalling, this turning.
Right. But that's, you know, that's a problem with the existing business, and I believe that the driveway is actually much farther north on the property currently.
It's on, so, actually, the entrance is on baseline.
Yes. Well, I believe there's an entrance on baseline, but there is right next to the tuxedo shop, and then there's also one on East Street a little farther north than where the applicant is proposing right now.
I have a quick question. There's no need to consolidate parcels because these are individual parcels that are being put under one ownership?
There is a condition for them to merge lots, yes. Yeah.
Commissioner Lopez.
I have some questions for the developer or the owner if he's here.
Yep.
Okay.
I was.
Melina?
Commissioner Durr, did you have anything?
For the owner.
Oh. Mr. Canada?
Melina will swear you in.
You need to have you sworn in. Once you're sworn in, would you identify your name and spell your last and your address for the taped record?
Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give before this body will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Canada.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So my last name is spelled Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A, and I couldn't hear what address you wanted me to... What did you want on the address? What address?
Your address.
For the site or my home address?
Well,
the site works for me.
I don't even know what we're using. 505?
505 West.
West East Street?
Baseline.
Baseline.
Yeah.
505 West Baseline.
Thank you. Commissioner Lopez had a question for you, and Commissioner Durr has a question.
What will the name of your business, the car wash, be?
It'll be Matt's Express Car Wash. It'll be the same as the other three that I have.
Okay. You have other similar businesses?
Yes, I have. It's funny because some of the concerns that she was talking about as far as traffic and so on. When I went to the Planning Commission in Rialto, it was my first one. I think I was the first development on Foothill, they said, in about 20 years, a long time, and new, ground up. And after I got it built and operated, they love it. I mean, city manager comes in all the time. I think it's been, if you go in there and say, hey, what are the criteria for building on Foothill Boulevard, they'll say, go to Matt's Express, and that's what we expect. So, I hope to do the same for this, location.
You can have an open house.
An open house? If you want to, it's pretty interesting when it's inside.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Durr, you had a question?
Now, a couple of questions. How do you propose to handle security here? It's a pretty tough neighborhood. And especially, I wouldn't want to be... What are the hours?
We're open from 7 in the morning to 8 at night during daylight savings, and then when the time changes, 7 to 7.
So is there always someone on site?
There's minimum of 2 and then up to 5 or 6, depending on, is it the weekend and stuff like that. People sweeping trash up and... the security question of everything that is a concern about this, I don't really have much concern about keeping it up and dealing with graffiti and things like that. But my main concern is keeping it safe. So, moms, grandmas come in and they don't have any worry. Okay. So that's a major concern for me. I hope one strategy that I hope I wash all the Rialto police cars, and also I wash all of Redlands Police Department's cars, and I hope my goal would be to get San Bernardino Police, once they see how easy it is and how cost effective it is, to get them in there, and it's a deterrent. Also, if I need to hire a security guy, then that's how it's going to have to be. But I'll just keep working at it until I, get rid of them. That's in Rialto. I had people going through the trash for about 4 months, but they get kicked out enough, and then they just go find some place else to go through the trash.
Thank you.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I have one question.
Commissioner Erdman.
Yeah. Is there an attendant that takes your money before they drive through, or do they just go to a machine and put money in it?
Right. So
it's a kiosk.
Correct. So at this one, there's going to be three, we call them pay stations, and you can pay with cash or card. So you would pay, you pull around to, so you would pay on E Street. You mm-hmm. see those, the...
right here.
Yeah, right there. That's where you okay. would pay. Uh-huh. And then there's a gate that goes up.
Yep.
And then you pull around, and you'll queue in where that car's at. And then I have two guys there that'll scrub the front and back of your car, okay. and then you go through.
Yep.
And then okay. you'd exit, and then you could either leave or you vacuum. It's up to you. The vacuums are free.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Any other questions? At this point, I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion.
Commissioner Jones?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt Resolution 2017-019, adopting the categorical exemption and approving conditional use permit 17-02, based on the findings of fact and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
Second. I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Welcome.
Thank you. I look forward to it, and I do honestly, I hope, because it really is my hope. My dad's been on the corner of Baseline and Mountain View at Express Rent-A-Car. It used to be Ugly Duckling Rent-A-Car, and now it's Express since 1979. So I'm well aware of the turf. But I'm hoping that this will, like you said, if this is, it's a $4.5 million endeavor, and people are, trust me, they look at me a little sideways when I tell them where I'm going, but I really do hope that, once this gets built, people will hopefully come along board and build some new stuff, because there's the people there. You just got to try and keep it safe and you know, get the right people coming in and not the people walking the street. So I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time. Okay, number six. So what do we recommend for number six now?
Sorry about that. Number six actually did get moved to consent, Chair. So item six is done. I believe we're actually now done with the agenda. And I do apologize for the confusion because you're right, Chair. I had initially discussed with you prior to the meeting starting moving four and six, but then Commissioner Gallagher wanted some discussion, so out of respect for her, when I introduced the consent calendar item, I only had requested the one item be moved.
Okay. Not an issue. Director's report. Nope. Planning Commission reports and announcements. Anybody? Anything? Moving on to the director's report.
Thank you. I will make this quick. I do have two items to hand out. One is the major projects list. This was emailed to the commissioners. I also want to I'll have Melina give hard copies, as well as she'll also hand out. We have the city's second annual art night coming up, April 21st and 22nd. So you will all get posters. Last year's event, I don't know how many members of the commission were able to make it last May. We had about 3,000 people there on a Thursday evening. That event was just focused on the City School District at Cal State, San Bernardino, and Valley College. This is actually open to community artists as well. We have 103 entrants to the Art Night event. We actually had more interest in the event than we had space for. So we are planning for 5,000 to 7,000 people across the 2 days. It's been a large work effort on behalf of a lot of people. There's a steering committee that meets monthly to put this together. So we are encouraging everybody, including commissioners, to start talking about this with their friends and family. We do have a Facebook page, SB Art Night, as you see at the bottom of that. So we will have 103 entrants. That includes musical acts, dance, as well as visual artists. So it's going to be a very large event. Food trucks will be included because I like to eat, and I think most people do. So please share this with your family, friends. We're looking forward to a big event. Next two items real quickly. There was a bylaws, or there is a bylaws subcommittee. We did have one meeting. What I have since found out since that committee met is as part of the City Council last night held a special session to discuss the changes to the municipal code that need to be made to bring the municipal code into conformance with the new charter. The outside council has been retained, a woman by the name of Kim Barlow. She was here last night, had a very lengthy discussion with the City Council. What came out of that effort, not specifically last night, is the council has talked about a standardized bylaws template because we have a number of commissions in addition to the Planning Commission, and I am recommending that the work effort of this Planning Commission subcommittee be put on hold until we see what the council adopts, because the council wants to really standardize, which makes obviously a lot of sense. so that there's standardization between the various commissions. Some of there may be some tailoring, obviously, because different commissions have different levels of authority. The Planning Commission is one of the few commissions that actually can take actions independent of the City Council. Many of the commissions are recommending bodies to the Council. So if it's okay with the chair and the subcommittee members, we'll put that work on hold, see what comes out of the council efforts, and then we'll reconvene at some date in the future.
Sounds good to me.
So we did have the three members, we did have a meeting scheduled for next week. You can take that off your calendar, and I would imagine it'll be probably 3 to 6 months before we know what's happening with the larger effort, and then I can report back to the Planning Commission at that time. The last item, there was a ABC subcommittee, if you will call it, with Commissioner Lopez. We yet have not had a chance to meet at the end of this, Commissioner. If you have some time, we'll try to figure out a time to meet so we can talk about this issue prior to the next Planning Commission meeting. So that's all I have to as part of my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
How are we on the overall revision development code?
The development code, we actually have a meeting with the consultant tomorrow, we being Travis, Oliver, and myself. The City Council at their last meeting did extend the contract because it has taken longer than we had hoped. Whenever you develop something new, and this is really a new template, unlike what any other city that I am aware of has done. So we will, at the Planning Commission's next meeting, be able to give you a more detailed update on where we are. But we've made good progress, but it's been slow. I wish we were further along, but I think we've really tried to think through all of the issues and tried to make sure that what we get adopted works for San Bernardino. So Chair will and the Commissioners will be able to give you a more detailed update at the next meeting.
Very good. Anything else? Any other comments? Staff or Commissioner? Commissioner Lopez.
Yes, the schools have the city school district has a couple of spaces that they have requested, and they will have student artists there. So the city school district has set it for junior high school and above students can enter. So the district has, and they've got a visual arts teacher that meets monthly with all of the visual arts teachers, and he has worked with them. I don't know specifically what type of media they're bringing, but yes, the city school district, those students have been involved, as well as San Bernardino Valley College and Cal State. And then independent of that, we have others, like I say, a total of 103 entrants. So it's going to be a very big event.
You know what specifically is going to be a carousel mall, and what specifically is going to be, what's going to be over at the carousel mall, and what's going to be at Court Street?
Sure.
I was there last year, but I'm
yes.
kind of confused. It was all kind of right there. So.
Right. Yeah. Because the event's much larger, it has been spread out. Court Street Square, there will be musical performances Friday from 4 to 8 and then all day Saturday. There are also a couple of dance groups that will be later Saturday afternoon. Up on the walkway to Carousel Mall, there will be a video performance and spray paint artists. And then inside the mall, on the upper deck of the mall, will be the visual artists. And then down on the first floor will be Valley College has a series of dance troupes that will be on the first floor of the mall. So we've done a lot of work to try to fit everybody in, and we will have, for people who do attend that day, we will have programs like for people who went last year, we had programs kind of identifying where things are. So we'll have a program the day of so people can find their way around. Certainly. And I would encourage everybody, we try to update the web. Stephanie Sanchez, my assistant, updates the website on a fairly regular basis. So we're trying to drive as much traffic to the website, and we are starting to post, she is starting to post samples of the art that will be actually on display, those display and for sale those 2 days. So art will be for sale as well.
On that note, possibly because an agency can do it, they can go on Nextdoor, which is local community, and the statements can come out. The police department does it all the time.
Right.
So I don't see any reason why, as an agency, the city of San Bernardino in your department can't do the same thing for general information to the public.
We're working with Monica Lagos. Monica does all of that. So, yes, Monica will absolutely use Nextdoor, and she does regularly post information on Nextdoor. So we're trying to use as many forms of media as we can.
I think this is great. This could be one of those signature events that represent the city of San Bernardino. As long as every year, last year was the first year, or
last year was the first year, yes.
And it was a good year for an initial effort and so forth. I did hear some people comment in reference to the student arts and whatever. This is art, you know, as people were leaving, you know. But that's okay. That's okay because it was a first-time event and so forth. But they become signature events as every year, so that we really make it a cultural, artistic, you know, like some of the things that you have stated right now.
Yeah, that's absolutely the goal, Commissioner Lopez, to make this an annual event that does grow in scale. And it's from the first year to having basically the colleges and the schools involved, now 103 people, I think is pretty good growth in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Was it 2 days last year, or was it just the one?
It was not. It was just Thursday evening. Yeah.
This will be excellent.
Yes.
Have more than, especially on Saturday, because it'll draw a lot of people.
Right.
It was absolutely just fantastic. When I was only there for a short time, but my neighborhood association, Valley College, the marketing and PR director, Paul.
Yes, Paul has been extremely helpful to us.
He is a really unique guy, and I happen to say, hey, you know, they really had some neat, you know, I was commenting on these masks that they had made that were in the council lobby, and he goes, yeah, those were ours. We were really proud of them.
So right.
They were really lifelike. They were pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Do you have more of these? Can I get more of these?
We have plenty more. So, yes,
so
if you...
I need a handful for any meetings.
Yeah,
we'll pass them out.
Yeah, if you would like more, we have more. We also have them electronically. And then, you know, social media certainly is the way to go. So if any of the commissioners would like more, if you can wait around for a few minutes at the end of the meeting, we can certainly get you some more tonight.
Okay, and on that note, being nothing else, why don't we all get together again Wednesday, April 19th here, unless there's a change in status of the location. That's my motion. Any approval?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Graham, if I have a moment of your time. Commissioner Lopez. I just realized right here, just at the end, that I didn't get this in the tape record.
Okay.
Oops.
We'll chalk it up to
Lance.
Daylight saving time week. It's on the agenda.
Yeah.
I don't think we should make a habit. Because you guys are taking an adversarial action tonight.
I feel bad for that poor guy.
His escrow closes in 2 weeks, so he came back.
His escrow closes in 2 weeks?
Yeah, so.
What do you mean? Oh, for the property.
Yeah. That's all right.
I recognize you, but I don't remember you.
Okay, I'll see if I can.
Honestly, I don't remember. Nothing's changed. They're still doing their studies. Nothing's surprising.